Hi there, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of our In the Know podcast. My name is Josh Cushion, and I'm your host for this latest edition of our ongoing series. In this episode, we're going to go through the changes to pension rules which came into effect at the start of April 2024. Now, joining me today for his second appearance on the podcast is my colleague Paul Thurston, who is Compliance and Research Manager here at Lucas Fettes Financial Planning. So, Paul, what exactly are these changes?
Changes we're going to be talking about are the government's decision to remove the lifetime allowance restrictions on pensions, and they've replaced them with a new lump sum allowance and lump sum death benefit allowance, which have come into effect from the 6th of April 2024.
So first things first then, Paul, what exactly was the lifetime allowance?
This was the amount of pension fund you could build up without penalty. At the point it was removed, it was $1,073,100, although previously it had been higher. And some people will have protection at those higher amounts. Above the limit, benefits were taxed at 55% if you took them as a lump sum, or 25% if you took them as income. And that was known as the lifetime allowance excess tax charge.
And just to confirm there, that has now been removed?
Yes, it has. Yeah, the excess tax charge was removed actually back in April 2023. And the government replaced that with an income tax charge for the last tax year. Then from the start of this tax year, 6th of April 2024, the lifetime allowance has been removed altogether, and your pension funds will no longer be tested against this as and when you take your benefits, and they're being replaced with the new allowances that I mentioned earlier.
Okay, thanks, Paul. That all makes sense there. So how exactly do these new allowances work?
The lump sum allowance is the amount of tax-free cash that you'll be able to take during your lifetime. The standard amount of this is set at 25% of your fund value, but capped at a maximum £268,275. Unless you've got existing protections in place, which would again preserve a higher tax-free cash amount. The lump sum allowance is tested on any payment of tax-free cash during your lifetime. And every time you take a tax-free cash sum, the amount of the lump sum allowance is reduced by the amount of tax-free cash that's been paid. If you had enough tax-free cash to get down to zero, then any further lump sum payments after that are no longer tax-free and then would become taxable at your marginal rate of income tax. So, for example, if you took £100,000 of tax-free cash, your lump sum allowance reduces from £268,275 down to £168,275. And if you took another £100,000, it would go down to £68,275 and so forth until you got to zero.
Okay, no, that all makes sense, Paul. So that covers off the lump sum allowance there. What about the lump sum death benefit allowance?
This is capped at a higher amount of £1,073,100 for most people. Again, unless you've got existing protections in place for a higher amount. If you did, then you would get that protected amount as your lump sum death benefit allowance instead.
How is this all tested exactly?
The lump sum death benefit allowance is tested on payments of any tax-free cash sums and also on any tax-free lump sum death benefits that are paid. Every time one of those is paid, the amount of the lump sum death benefit allowance is reduced accordingly until you reach £0 again. And if there's further payments after that, a personal tax rate then applies again.
For the benefit of the audience, are you able to give us an example?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you took the same £100,000 of tax-free cash I mentioned earlier, not only would your lump sum allowance reduce by £100,000 to £168,275, your lump sum death benefit allowance would also reduce from £1,073,100 down to £973,100, and again, so forth, and every time you take any further tax-free cash payments, it reduces accordingly. This allowance also reduces similarly for any tax-free lump sum death benefits paid to your beneficiaries if you die before age 75. And if you have sufficient pension fund that you use up all of your lump sum death benefit allowance on death, then any further lump sums paid above that amount would be subject to your beneficiary's marginal rate of income tax.
Thanks, Ed Paul. I think that all makes sense there after that example. Is there anything else that people should be aware of about these new allowances?
The lump sum death benefit allowance only applies for lump sums, which I suppose is fairly intuitive from the name. But if your beneficiaries take benefits as income, it's not tested. So it's important to make sure that your pension plan does allow your beneficiaries that option. And also transitional rules do apply to allow for tax-free sums you've previously been paid before the 6th of April 2024.
Okay, and how exactly does that work?
They look at the amount of lifetime allowance percentage you use before the 6th of April 2024, and they assume that you took 25% tax-free cash every time you took benefits previously.
Right, okay, and is that always the case?
No, it's not. You might not have taken any tax-free cash, or you might have taken reduced tax-free cash to benefit from a higher scheme pension, from a final salary pension, or to benefit from a higher annuity income, for example. You might have been tested at age 75 and not taken any tax-free cash at all at that point, or you may have been tested for transferring a pension overseas and not taken any tax-free cash again at the point you transferred, or you might have received a pension credit on divorce from an ex-spouse from a pension that was already in payment. In all those cases, a new calculation would assume you were paid 25% tax-free cash when that wasn't necessarily the case.
Is there anything people can do about this?
I think any of those scenarios apply to them, then they can consider applying for a transitional tax-free amount certificate, which would reinstate any unused tax-free cash for them to both their lump sum allowance and their lump sum death benefit allowance. They've got to make sure they apply for one of these and receive it before they take any further tax-free cash after the 6th of April 2024. If they don't, then once you've taken any further tax-free cash, you can't then apply.
Okay, and when it comes to the transitional tax-free amount certificate, is this something that everybody needs to apply for?
No, some people could be worse off applying for one of these. So it's important to check your individual position before you do with a financial advisor. Anyone who thinks that one of the scenarios might apply for them should just speak to their advisor. And also, if they didn't have any form of protection and took tax-free cash between the 6th of April 2016 and 5th of April 2020, when the lifetime allowance was lower than $1,073,100, that might be another opportunity to get some tax-free cash reinstated. So again, if you think that applies to you, then it's probably a good idea to have a chat with your advisor about it.
And how is it somebody would go about applying for a certificate?
Again, a financial advisor can help them with this, but generally you'd apply to one of your pension providers and you'd need to supply them with evidence to prove the amount of lifetime allowance and tax-free cash you took previously with other providers. The actual evidence needed may vary between providers and we're still waiting some details about this. What we do know is that providers will have up to 3 months to consider your application and the evidence you supplied, and that they can actually reject your application if they don't think there is sufficient evidence. So it's not a guarantee that you, when you've sent it off, you're definitely going to get it. And as mentioned, you need to make sure that you receive the certificate before you take any tax-free cash in the current tax year. Otherwise, once you've done that, you can't apply for it.
Okay, Paul. So just moving the conversation forward a little bit, is there anything else people should consider about these new rules?
Well, I mean, there's a lot more we could say, but I think we've covered the main points. For a lot of people, these new rules won't actually change too much, and they'll just get the same amount of tax-free cash or the same amount of tax-free lump sum death benefits before age 75 that they would have received under the old rules. But people should check whether their pensions allow beneficiaries to take death benefits as income rather than as a lump sum, and that they've also nominated who they want those benefits to go to. Again, like I said earlier, any death benefits paid as income are ignored. And also anyone over the age of 75 can pretty much ignore the lump sum death benefit allowance because all death benefits after the age of 75 become taxable. People should consider whether any of the tax-free cash scenarios I mentioned earlier might apply and whether they would then need to apply for a certificate before taking any tax-free cash from the 6th of April 2024. And should bear in mind that if they do apply for one, they might have to wait 3 months or more to receive the certificate before they can then take their tax-free cash. Okay, it's best to speak to your advisor about this if you think it might be impacted. Your advisor should be able to help you through this process and also check whether you should or should not apply. In some cases, there might be charge for doing this extra work by your advisor.
Well, Paul, I think that actually brings us to the end of this episode. So thank you very much for joining me and talking through these changes to pension rules.
Thank you, Josh.
For those of you listening, thank you for taking the time to listen, and we hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to look out for the next episode, which isn't too far away. Take care.